From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Obama says the time is now for diplomacy.
If we cannot work together more effectively, we will all suffer the consequences.
U.S. President Barack Obama called on the world on Monday to shun war and conflict and instead engage in new diplomatic efforts to resolve conflicts across the globe. The American leader told the United Nations General Assembly that we will all be stronger if we work together, and it's time to move away from force and coercion.
But I stand before you today believing in my core that we, the nations of the world, cannot return to the old ways of conflict and coercion. We cannot look backwards.
Yet Mr. Obama also defended U.S. military strength and the U.S. campaign against Islamic State insurgents in the Middle East. He said the Islamic State would never have a safe haven. He criticized Russia for its annexation a year ago of Ukraine's Crimea Peninsula. In the meantime, Russian President Vladimir Putin told the United Nations General Assembly on Monday that the armed forces of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad are valiantly fighting terrorism face-to-face and that refusing to cooperate with them is a huge mistake. He also called for the creation of a broad international anti-terrorist coalition, which he compared to the anti-Hitler coalition of World War II. We should finally acknowledge that no one but President Assad's armed forces and Kurdish militia are truly fighting the Islamic State and other terrorist organizations in Syria, Mr. Putin said. More broadly, the Russian leader criticized the foreign policy of the United States and its Western allies, including what he called the export of so-called democratic revolutions. This is VOA News. Afghanistan's Taliban has captured the northern city of Kunduz, marking a major battlefield victory for the Islamist insurgency since the 2001 U.S.-led invasion ousted it from power. Ayaz Ghul gives details from VOA's South Asia Bureau in Islamabad.
Hundreds of heavily armed Taliban fighters staged a well-planned pre-dawn assault on Kunduz and seized control of key government buildings in the city by Monday afternoon. The fighting left dozens of Afghan security personnel dead or wounded before others abandoned the provincial capital. General Murad Ali Murad, the deputy chief of army staff, told a late-night news conference in Kabul that military reinforcements have arrived in the area and surrounded the city. General Murad said that a major problem facing military forces was that they could not storm the city for fear of causing civilian casualties and damage to their property. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
The insurgents raised the Taliban flag over the city and freed some 500 prisoners from the main jail. For more on this story, visit our website on voanews.com. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani will leave New York for Tehran on Monday, cutting short his visit for the UN General Assembly so he can take part in a ceremony for the Iranians killed in a stampede during the annual Hajj pilgrimage. Some 169 Iranians have been confirmed dead among the 769 killed last week outside the holy city of Mecca in Saudi Arabia. More than 300 Iranians remain missing. On Sunday, Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei demanded Saudi Arabia apologize for the stampede. Saudi Foreign Minister Abdel bin Ahmed al-Jubair accused Iran of politically exploiting the tragedy. Iranians protested Sunday outside the Saudi embassy in Tehran for a third straight day. Pope Francis said today, in apparent support of a U.S. county clerk who was jailed for withholding marriage licenses from homosexual couples, that individuals have the right to refuse performing tasks that violate their consciences. Pope Francis said on a flight to Rome after a 10-day trip to Cuba in the United States, conscientious objection must enter into every juridical structure because it is a right, a human right. The pontiff made that remark after a reporter in the press pool asked whether Pope Francis supported individuals who did not discharge duties as government officials because of personal beliefs. Joe Palca, reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Coming up on The Voice of America,